From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition spokesman says Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah. The entry came 3 weeks after the government launched an offensive to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The spokesman said troops are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outward. Iraqi security force brigades, police, Anbar tribal fighters, and popular mobilization units have encircled Fallujah, the first Iraqi city to fall to the Islamic State militants in 2014. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on the governments of Russia and Syria to respect the fragile Syrian ceasefire. In Norway, for the annual Oslo Forum meeting, Kerry accused the two governments of selectively enforcing the ceasefire.
It is very clear that the cessation of hostilities is frayed and at risk, and that it is critical for a genuine cessation to be put in place.
John Kerry said U.S. patience is running out. U.S. investigators say the wife of the man who carried out Sunday's mass shooting in Florida had some knowledge of his plans. They say Noor Zahi Sonanand had accompanied him on a so-called reconnaissance mission to a gay nightclub where the attack occurred. U.S. Attorney Lee Bentley was asked if the woman would be charged.
We're not sure what charges will be brought or if charges will be brought. I can assure you that we are working with our law enforcement partners to find out everything we can about what happened at the Pulse nightclub.
Federal Bureau of Investigation officials say Salman has been cooperating with their probe. They say she might be able to provide important information. This is VOA News.